Welcome to Heart Writing. I'm so excited to be sharing this podcast with you. Heart Writing has been a long time in development, so I wanted to share a bit about my life with you today so that you could get to know me and get to know my style, who I am, what I create, and how this all started for me. So my name's Rose Mascaro, and I'm originally from Perth, Australia. I'm the former editor of Teen Breathe magazine in Australia. I've written for a range of Australian magazines. I've ghostwritten books for a number of companies. I've written for Collective Hub. I've got lots of exciting things to tell you about my writing career, but all of this only really took off in the last few years. I've got quite an exciting story to tell you. And the main reason that I wanted to share this story with you today is because this is all possible for you. And I'm kind of sick of people saying that people can't make a career out of being a writer. It's just not true. And also, why would we be influenced by that kind of advice? Why does that make us stop writing? Why does that make us self-sabotage? So I want to share with you today my story of my creative awakening. How did I finally find the confidence to step out of my high-stress teaching career and take hold of my gifts, honor my gifts? Because we're all on a journey, an important journey of realigning ourselves with our purpose, our passion. And sure, it took me a long time to come back to my path, and I'm going to share with you a little story about how that all unfolded. Because ultimately, and maybe like you, I didn't believe in myself enough. I didn't realize that I had the gifts and I had the capacity to make my dream creative life, to make it as a writer. So anyway, let's listen to this story, because stories are everything. That's what I teach in my courses. Everybody loves a good story. And let's start writing your story in the same way that I finally started writing my story. I started out my creative writing journey as a little girl, making up stories in my garden, as many of us start out as creatives. What a creatively rich time, you know, because there was no censor at that time. You know, I was just creating anything I liked, whenever I liked. No time to be thought of, no chores, no things that I had to do. And I was also in this beautiful space as a young girl in the rich creative brainwaves, in the theta and the alpha brainwaves, which are a slower and much more exciting creative place. When I decided to go to university, of course, I had to enroll in a creative writing degree. It felt natural to study creative writing after just loving creating and writing short stories pretty much my whole life, just known as this kid that loved writing. So I studied creative writing at university, and this was such a rich time of learning for me, like finally learning from published authors about the craft of writing. And I was learning about a lot of postmodern techniques and modern, you know, feminist writers, really alternative writers, experimental writers. There was so much that I'd never been exposed to before. So you'll see in my workshops that this has really shaped the way that I also teach my workshops, because there's a lot of conventional writing out there, but what about the unique stuff? What about pushing the boundaries and writing things that are really wild and expressive and free? And that's what really makes me excited about writing anyway. So you'll get tasters of all of that in my writing workshops. But something really sad happened. By the end of that degree, I lost faith that I could make it as a writer. And I think you know what I'm talking about here. There's a lot of adults, there's a lot of people, there's a lot of careers counselors that will tell you that the arts won't make you a living. And it's really easy to buy into that. And when you've heard that message a number of times, you actually start to believe it. That's why I think it's very dangerous to be giving that message to artists. What we really should be doing is setting artists up with templates of how they can succeed in industries rather than just letting them go, because that is going to set up a mindset for failure and it's not giving people the structures for succeeding anyway. So I lost faith in creative writing. I didn't even think that I could make it as a journalist, and I decided to pivot into teaching. But that wasn't such a bad thing. I actually had a really rich, profound career as a teacher, and that's what's actually brought me to heart writing in the end. But after a few years of teaching, I started getting some signs. Now, some things that already happened in my life, the inevitable, you know, late 20s breakdowns, relationship breakdowns. And I started having some real revelations about where my life was going. So I took all my money and I went traveling for a year. You're going to hear a lot about my travels in heart writing because I've been writing my novel, which is based on my travels in Latin America. I got home back to Perth after that year of travels in 2015, and I was really depressed. And I had no idea what I wanted to do in my life, except that I kept having this thought, God, it would be so good to do my master's in creative writing and just start back where I left off. I think I need to become a writer again. But still, I lacked so much confidence. It's amazing how little self-esteem I had after all these years. And then one day, I went for a walk. I felt exhausted with my life. I had headaches all the time. Didn't know what was wrong with me. I went for this walk out in nature, and suddenly my heart just burst open. Something very spiritual happened to me, which I also call my creative awakening, because it really was my creative heart, my creative spirit, which was just trying to wake me up. And this voice kept saying to me, you are going to go to university. You are going to do your master's degree. You were going to study creative writing again. You were going to immerse yourself in worlds. You were going to write beautiful things. You were going to learn how to open your heart again. You were going to be, in a few years, teaching sacred creative writing workshops to adults. And this is going to be your life, writing and creating every single day of your life. Never again are you going to leave your passion behind. And as I heard this voice telling me all of these words, I cried, just rivers of tears flowing down my cheeks. I could not stop the tears. And I couldn't believe where this voice was coming from. Like, I knew it was coming from deep inside me. I knew it was a spiritual thing, but I still couldn't understand it. When I got home from this walk, I wrote down as many words as I could. I wrote down the whole story. I recorded it. And it became a version of a manifestation journal for me. And over the coming months, I started chipping away at this plan that this voice had laid out for me. And I started to make it happen. I chose a course. I enrolled in my master's in Sydney. I decided to move across the country and do my yoga teacher training and immerse in this new spiritual creative life. So everything started to unravel for me. Those studies at university, learning from some of the best writers in Australia, that was absolutely enriching, the most enriching time in my life. I learned so much. I also had to learn what it felt like to be back at square one again. I had to be humble. I had to put my new training as a yoga teacher in practice and understand what it meant really to truly put aside my ego and come into the heart space. So everything was happening at once for me in these 2 years, but at all times, my spirit was guiding the way. The voice inside me was guiding the way. And then everything started to happen very fast. I was scoring high distinctions for all of my assignments. My novel was taking off. My lecturers believed in my novel concept. It was exciting to write this thing. In fact, to this day, it's the most exciting project of my life. And I'm close to finishing it at the time of recording this. But I wanted to share this story with you because I want you to know that your voice is there, your inner spirit in your heart is there. And it's always guiding you. It's always guiding you when you learn to listen. And so there were two more times that I really needed to listen to my inner spirit. The next time that my spirit really came up for me was when I was just finishing my master's degree. Great, I had this amazing degree on hand, but I still didn't exactly know what my next step was. I still didn't know if I would be able to get a job as a writer. And I remember going on this trip with my partner to Indonesia. Great 2 weeks away, very chill trip. We did lots of scuba diving. There was so much creativity inherent in this trip, so much color, so much nature, so much writing, so much laughing and dancing and being with people and just having an absolute blast. But I remember being in the plane going home and saying to my partner, "So when can I actually call myself a writer?" And he turned to me and he said, "Anytime you want, anytime you choose, right now, you tell yourself that you're a writer." And just as he said that, we were past those customs slips. You know how you've got to fill out those slips before you come back into Australia. And so he said to me, "There you go. Write it down now, your occupation on the slip as a writer." And I looked at him and it was just the strain. I mean, even right now, retelling this story, it's so strange that I was so hung up about this. But I looked at him and I said, "Really? Can I write that? I'm not working as a writer yet." And he said, "Write it now." And so I wrote it down, you know, Rose Mascaro, writer. And I remember taking a photo of that custom slip. This was so real that I'd written down that I was a writer. I was a fully qualified writer. Not that it matters whether you're qualified or not, right? And we're going to learn a lot more about that in the heart writing courses. As soon as the plane hit the ground and I turned my phone back on, I had a voicemail from a magazine group who wanted me to come in for an interview as a writer. And it's crazy just listening back on myself and hearing this story. It's crazy that the very moment that I decided I was going to be a writer, but really fully embody it, believe it, and write it down, is the moment that I was offered a job as a writer. I mean, there's a whole nother story to that, you know. It didn't quite just come out of the blue. I had forgotten that I had applied for this job. But there you go, how the magic works. How the magic works when you truly tune into spirit and you start embodying the messages and you start living in a way that is authentic to what your spirit is inviting you into. And so began my career for the next couple of years as a writer and editor. I'll tell you more about that later, but it was a really exciting time. Wow, I learned so much on that job and it is a really pivotal reason why I'm here today and had the confidence to start up my own business. So then there's a whole nother story. How did heart writing come about? Well, lots of reasons. Well, first of all, my spirit kept on tapping on my shoulder and saying, "Hey, and by the way, those sacred creative writing workshops that you were going to start, they need to happen soon." And then COVID hit. And then my partner said to me, "You know what? These lockdowns are coming in hard. Why don't we drive around Australia and see if we can just, you know, dodge some of this drama of this pandemic?" And we did. We built a van and decided to quit our jobs and we traveled around Australia for about 7 months. And I spent some really amazing time back with my family when WA wasn't as affected by the pandemic. So it was just such an amazing time. And this was the time where more things kept falling into place for me. I got a job opportunity to work for my spirituality mentor and help her out with her online business. So I was learning to put together an online business. I was learning how to do things like this, podcasting. I was learning how to produce social media marketing in an authentic way. Lots of things started coming together for me. I started writing the curriculum for my heart writing courses while I was working alongside my mentor. And finally, we returned back to New South Wales. It was a very quiet time in New South Wales, lots of lockdowns happening. and this was the perfect time to start launching my courses online. I didn't actually expect to be so online in my business, but because of the nature of the pandemic and because of what I learned through my mentor's online business, suddenly I just thought, why don't I just launch them now online? And that's what's happened. My courses have been so successful online for the last couple of years. From the very first course, they took off. And I have so much gratitude for those beautiful hearts and souls who took a punt on this new business and saw something in it and saw something in me and are still working with me to this day. So what is a spiritual awakening? What is a creative awakening? I think for people like us, it's just having that ability to tune into yourself and listen. It's about having the capacity to write down your fears, look at them in the eyes, face them, and rewrite them. Rewrite them into something that now can transform. Rewrite them into positives. Rewrite your life. If you have wanted to be a writer for all of these years and you've been putting it off, well, this could be the start. Just listening to this podcast is a very, very powerful place to start, because what you're doing is you're looking for mentors. You're looking for signs, right? And that's what spirit starts to do. Spirit starts to tap on your shoulder. Spirit starts to tap on your heart and say, hey, I'm here. And I'm ready to write. And I'm sick of your excuses. I kind of know these excuses are not true. And I'm ready to face them. What is it that I'm not facing? What do I need to learn? How do I need to grow? What is the next step that I need to take to become the writer that I've always dreamed of? So I just wanted to thank you for finding this podcast, for being here today, for stumbling upon my courses, for listening to this story. And I think if you've listened to this far, it means that you've got that seed of that spirit inside you that's knocking, that's giving you that sign. My perfect clients are in so many ways just like me. They have it all in there. They just need a place to start, a place to learn, a place to grow, someone who can hold them in that space, hold them accountable to their growth. So I'm really pleased to offer you my workshops, because they're not just spiritual workshops that help you overcome your fears. They're highly academic workshops that utilize all of my learnings, all of the education that I've undergone over the last 20 years, believe it or not. And I keep my courses academic and accountable with love at every step of the way. Because I don't want you to walk out of my courses not remembering or not implementing any of the strategies and techniques that I've taught you. I want you to walk away from my courses feeling really inspired and feeling confident in your skills. Our writing is so entwined with our spirit. And you know this deep down, because your writing comes from this beautiful otherworldly place. So I invite you to step into that energy today. I invite you to write down right now, as you're listening to this podcast, write down what are the fears that are holding you back. And write down what are you going to do now? What are the actions that you're going to take to grab hold of your dream, to nurture your gift, to bring your writing to the world? So thank you for listening to my story. There's a couple of really accessible short courses that you can grab hold of right now if you head to www.heartwriting.com.au. And I hope that I get to see you in my signature course. It teaches all of the elements of creating a powerful, publishable short story. Not just one short story, you'll be writing many short stories over that 5 months, and you'll be workshopping those short stories with a range of other heart-centered writers. Spirit guided me here to create my own dream community, a space where I love being every single day, and a space that feels surprisingly loving and heart-centered despite being online. So thanks for listening to my first podcast, and I'll continue to share my thoughts, my philosophies, my creative meditations, little bits and pieces of my academic teachings, updates on my workshops, updates on my life. That's what this podcast will be all about. So thank you so much for being here. And I hope that I get to see you, meet you in one of my upcoming workshops.